Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
I'm scared of you. What kind of doctor are you, Queen?
I have a PhD in counseling and coaching, but my background is I'm a speech therapist.
We're going to talk about the power of words. Brains here on the edge with our speech therapist, Dr. Denise Moore-Revelle. Right here at the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. I was feeling my little Cuban influence today. You got some beautiful dreads. Oh, my goodness. I did that one time, and it's hard and it's heavy.
Well, I have the dread look because I did not want to go through what you just said. So it's a dread look.
Well, it looks good. Now, where are you at, Dr. Denise?
I'm located outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay. So is there legislation there for you to wear your natural hair? Because, you know, they had to pass a law, girl, here in California for you to walk in with natural hair. Who does that?
Right. But yeah, I think, you know, in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, a lot of women are natural. So, yeah. But still, I've heard about that movement of having to get legislation about our hair.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's way too much wasted money.
Truly. And time.
You can get your hair done with that money.
Exactly.
So welcome to On the Edge. I want my brains to know a little bit about you. I went in and watched one of your videos that you did, the one I'm going to question you about this love. You got on folks about that love. What do that mean? That self-love. Okay, so I just want to see what your framework is around that. Relationships, they're, you know, at an all-time fragile, just piece of glass, yeah. You know, and they're shattering. People don't know how to, you know, give in and concede. You know, I guess I can talk that smack because I've been married, you know, for 37 years.
Wow.
You know, to Mr. Magnificent, girl. He's smoother than butter. Everybody don't have that.
Right.
And like you say, self-love. So how did you get into this work? And, you know, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So I tell people by trade, I'm a speech language pathologist. I've been doing that for over 26 years now. But I started my personal development company about 5 years ago, the Own Your Amazing Movement. And it's all about knowing who you are. And self-love is foundational for me for that. And so I just think the most important relationship you're going to ever have is the one you have with yourself. But we spend so much time, I think, on romantic love and on familiar love and all those kind of things. But what about you? What about your self-love? And I think when you think about relationships, when I think about relationships, a lot of relationships go off the rails because the missing piece is self-love. You know, I can't give to you something I don't have.
Right.
Or a lot of times in relationships, we're expecting the other person to fill us up, to make us feel good about ourselves, to feel whole. Mm-hmm. And then when that doesn't happen, we blame them. We get angry at them for doing something that's not their job.
Right.
It's not their job anyway to be everything to me. You know, I was once married.
The hell it ain't. I want you to be chief cook, bottle washer, everything. Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry. I'm a hopeless romantic. I am in love with love.
Oh, but, I am too.
But I didn't have some crazies. And if I didn't have that self-love, and, you know, keeping it 100, me and Mr. Magnificent had that conversation. See, as much as I love him, I save a big old chunk for me. Because
right.
You never know when it's going to be in reserve. Folks change their mind, Dr. Denise.
Yeah.
On all levels, your kids.
Yeah.
Only person stays loyal to you is your dog.
So
a speech pathologist, I've always been fascinated with that. And I didn't know how much work you actually do. You know, I would just think of the kids at school that would maybe have a stutter or a speech impediment. They would go out to the speech therapist. But I didn't know that you also help people after they had strokes and how to swallow and a whole host of everything. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I found that pretty fascinating.
Absolutely. So to practice as a speech pathologist, you need a master's degree. So I did that. But yeah, I started out working in a child hospital. I wanted to focus on medical speech pathology for infants and children. But yeah, when I did that, I worked with kids who had been in car accidents, who had to learn how to walk, to talk, to eat again. I've also over the years worked in nursing homes, hospitals, the gamut. So yes, I've worked with infants, and I worked in geriatrics where patients have had a stroke and then they had to learn how to talk again. So and eat again and swallow. So yeah, it ranges far and wide, but over the last several years, I primarily have worked with young children.
Wow. Doesn't that do your heart good though?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That is a labor of love. That takes a special person, a special kind of patience, because the person on the other side is, you know, they got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And to do that, I know my aunt, she hated therapy. She said, I won't do it. I won't do it. Some people are like that, but you're putting in double duty. So not only are you helping people with speech pathology, you are also with your coaching business and you're in a book.
Yeah.
Where's the book at? Let me see it.
Oh, I got it right here.
All right, you got, wait. You got to get the glare off of it.
There we go.
Okay. It says, own your amazing, discover your power to create an amazing life you love. Why did you choose the word amazing? What does that mean to you?
Amazing means far and beyond. The ordinary, the extraordinary. The thing that gets you excited, right? The thing that gets you up early and make you stay up late. Wow. You're excited about it. You are passionate about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just live a mediocre life. They're just kind of going through to get through. They're not excited about it. And so it's like, I believe in God and I believe Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Okay. But I substitute the word abundant for amazing. We are supposed to have these amazing life experiences. And if that's not happening, we need to figure out why that's not happening for you.
Wow. Well, is that manifesting? Is that, what do you call that? I call it magic. Because that takes work and it takes commitment. It's like losing weight. You got to be consistent, you know, and you can't take on everything at one time. You have to take it in bite-sized pieces. Again, so that you're changing your emotions, you're changing the inner structure of your DNA almost.
Right.
You know, you're going through more than a mind shift. You know, and then you're dealing with this 5G and the Aquarius moon. Girl, there's a lot going on right now. So people just really need to kind of sit back and take stock, I think. Wouldn't you agree? What would you suggest to people just how to level out, just chill out?
Absolutely. You know, I think the pandemic has helped us all to slow down for a minute, you know, to stay home, to be still, to figure out like who we really are, what we really want. And see, here's the thing I like about owning your amazing. I have to own it for me. And you have to own it for yourself. And here's the thing. I get to define what's amazing for me. What's amazing for me may not be amazing for you. But oftentimes we get so bogged down with what other people say I should be, I should have, what my life should look like. No, I'm asking you to sit down and say, what is amazing for you? What lights you up? What excites you? Let's figure that piece out. And then when you do that, it's not tedious. It's not hard work, because deep down in our heart, we know exactly what we want. So I'm saying, I'm giving you permission to go after what it is that you want.
Wait, you giving the permission? No, you're not. Permission. Okay, brains, she doesn't swing open the door. It's swinging open. You better walk on through. You better walk on through.
Absolutely.
Let's ask Dr. Denise some fun questions. I like to just get off the rail sometime and ask some stuff. All right. So what's your favorite color?
Red.
Woo, why?
I don't know. I've always liked red because it can be vibrant. It has an energy to it. But as a little girl, I always gravitated towards red. I just think that it's beautiful. It can be seductive, you know, but it also can be fun and uplifting. Yeah.
But some people could say it could be perceived as hostile. I don't know.
Not to
me. All right. What's your favorite jewel?
My favorite jewel is a diamond. I love a diamond.
Why?
Because it's sparkly. It's been under pressure.
Yeah.
You polish it up. I mean, the brilliance of it. Yes.
Girl, I went to go upgrade my diamond. And you have to look at the fine print, y'all. It said chemically grown or something like that. I was like, oh, heck no.
Right.
I want to be like you. I want to be in the cold. I want to be crushed.
Yes.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
Ooh, I think a lioness.
Okay.
You know, she's the queen of the jungle, you know.
True.
Yeah, she knows how to handle herself when she needs to. You know, she let the king be the king, but she's the queen of the jungle.
Right. You know what I'd be? I'd be a party animal.
Love it.
For reals.
Love it.
You know, but what's your favorite food?
Ooh, ice cream.
Ooh, what flavor?
I'm a vanilla kind of girl, but I
like
vanilla.
Girl, don't you?
No. I'm vanilla.
Don't be saying that publicly. You like no vanilla.
I like vanilla, but I like to put stuff on it. You know what I mean? So vanilla is the base, but I love to put toppings on it. But yeah, give me a good vanilla, I'm good to go.
I had a, what did I have? Some sort of caramel swirl last night. It was a sin. Yes, indeed. So what is something that people don't know about you? What would be something? Do you have a special hobby? Do you like to drive fast cars? Do you have a cat? What is something that people just don't know about Dr. Denise?
That's a hard question because, I don't have.
It depends on how much you want to self-disclose.
Right. That's what I'm like. I don't like cats. Let's say that. I don't like cats. I don't like cats at all. No.
I'm a dog person too. I can never really bond with a cat.
No, I don't like cats.
And, you know, and the cat lady. Wow.
Yeah, I don't like those things.
But they, you know, but they are. They're very interesting. But it's odd that you say that. You don't particularly care for a cat. However, you want to be a part of that realm and be of that cat-like creature. So there's something there. Absolutely. That's what I do. So there's a parallel there. And a lot of times, what happens, even in situations with individuals, when people are hostile against one another, it's because you see a characteristic or a trait that you mimic within yourself, and it's a reflection. Mm. So, you know, that's weird. So next time you look at the kitty cat,
like it.
You know, doing it, you know, think about that. What do you want your legacy to be, Queen?
Wow. I want my legacy to be one of service, one of impact and difference. What I mean by that is I want to leave a legacy that made an impact on people's lives and an imprint. And I know I do that with the work that I do, but understanding the ripple effect that I can help one person, but I know it's going to leave a lasting impression on their life, which is going to help another person's life. So my legacy is that I want to have a ripple effect of the impact that I make and making somebody's life just a little bit better. You know, if I can change the needle for one person in one little way, I'm good with that, you know, because I know the ripple effect is going to be amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you are rippling out of control. So tell me a little bit more about the book real quick.
Sure.
What is your contribution? What do you want people to walk away with, if nothing else?
Absolutely. So I wrote the book back in 2018. So it's been out a few years. And what I'm most proud about is that it was nominated for a book award in terms of the impact. The people, the judges were looking at what kind of impact and legacy is this book trying to make and will make. And so the book is about, again, having people to really look and see who are you? Who are you for yourself? And that you need to own your amazingness, regardless of what you've done in your life, what mistakes you've made. At the end of the day, we all have value and we are all amazing. So the backdrop to the book is, I never thought I was gonna write a book. That was never on anything on my radar because my English teacher told me that I was one of the worst writers he ever had.
What?
Yeah. And so that really got in my head and stayed with me for many years. And so when I had an opportunity to write the book, I didn't wanna do it. And so my coach encouraged me, said, you know, you need to write this book. And I was like, I can't. That's not who I am. I'm not a writer, right? And so she was like, but what if you can write this book and it can help at least one person? Mm. Are you willing to do it? That touched my heart. Begin, because I'm all about helping people. And I was okay, I'm gonna write it. And so it's about people looking at themselves for themselves and being able to see, I am an amazing human being, regardless of what people have said to me, regardless of what I've done, I have not lost the value of who I am. And that is, I am an amazing person created by God.
Well, let me tell you, folks, there's some people out there, you know, she just magnified it. And you need to really kind of pay attention. And I'm not pointing the finger, you know, because when you do this, you know what happens. You know, right back at me. I got you. However, being conscious of your shit, excuse my French, but people taking ownership.
Yeah.
You cannot move the meter from empty to full without putting some gas in it. You got to do some work.
Yeah.
And just like you said, Brains, she don't be playing. When she holds a challenge, she holds you accountable. And she sure do tell you, don't even sign up. Don't waste my time. You're going to get more money. You may get some more shoes. You might get another suitor. But you ain't going to get no more time.
That's right.
And that makes me hotter than fish grease. I do not know, girl. I don't like it. I'll be smoking. Yeah. You know, if you can't do something, just say that you can't do it. Make a commitment, right. But own it and stand in your truth. And then you can appreciate the wonderness and the amazingness that all this life has to offer. Because I'm telling you, I'm living the dream right now. I'm in a good space. Yeah, you know, there's challenges in that space too. Let's keep it 100. But like you said, being amazing, you have to own it. You have to own it. So how can they get a piece of you? How can they get in contact with you, get a copy of the book, follow you on Facebook?
Absolutely. So I'll tell people to start at my website. It's ownyouramazingnow.com. Again, ownyouramazingnow.com. And on there, you can get a free excerpt of the book. And also there's a link where you can purchase it from Amazon, or you can purchase it from me where I'll send you an autographed copy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love to do that. And so again, if you want to get it from Amazon, feel free to do that. You can get the digital copy and the paperback. But if you order from me off of my website, I will send you an autographed copy of it. And you can follow me on social media at Dr. Denise On Your Amazing on Facebook and on Instagram.
Did you see that? That's where she is. This is where I am, Brains, right here on the edge. Okay? I want you to come back. I want you to keep me and post it right. Brains, get your vernacular and your speech right. Okay? It's very, very important. Thank you, Dr. Denise. You're amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, Brains.